Good evening, folks. NC2A basketball coming up from the Conlon Center. Dominican University of California. Now with the pregame, here he is, folks, Patrick Kayabyab.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a tough one here in the Conlon Center. Our Lady Penguins takes on California Baptist University, who brings a 10-game winning streak into the Conlon Center. Their first trip to Dominican as the newest member of the 10-team PacWest Conference, paced by PacWest Player of the Week, Myra Hicks, who's averaging 14 points per game, which is fifth best in the league. The Lancers top the conference in scoring with 78 points per game. Scoring margin, 17 points per quarter. Offensive rebound, three-point shooting, defense percentage, and steals. Last meeting, the Penguins and Lancers have not played since Cal Baptist beat Dominican 73-58 in Riverside on January 6, 1999. Cal Baptist leads the all-time series 2-1, with Dominican's only win coming December 17th of 97, a 65-63 victory 3 years before the Conlon Center opened. We got tough competition as well. The nine NCAA Division II teams that have defeated the Lady Penguins this season have an accumulated record of 71-36 and a 66 winning percentage this season. Three of those losses have come against teams such as Alaska Anchorage and Grand Canyon, currently ranked in the top 15 in the country in the U.S. Today and ESPN NCAA Division II Women's Basketball Poll. Sarah Nelson came off the bench on Thursday's game and connected on 2-of-5 shots against Dixie State to move into the team's lead for field goal shooting percentage. She has made 22-of-49 shots, a 44 shooting percentage. Nelson also continues to lead the PacWest in block shots with an average of 2 per game. Lauren Height is an 11th block shots with 0.7. Kimi Nakamura and Ariana Flynn have reached 3 three-pointers versus Dixie State to move up to 4th and 8th respectively in 3-point shots made in the conference. And now Melissa Wise, she's coming out to the court, and Melissa Wise broke out of a shooting slump, going 3-for-7 while shooting 8 points in the second half against Dixie State. She had been 5-for-26 in her previous 4 games. Ladies and gentlemen, since I said all this pregame, it's time to get onto the real game. Stuart Horn is ready for business.
All right, thank you very much, P. Up. The teams are out on the floor getting warmed up. I'm still a little ragged, folks, from that game from 2 nights ago, if you listen to Penguin Basketball. This has been one crazy week, P.O.B. First, Grand Canyon, GCU was in the house, and the Penguin men took them down. Were not supposed to, but they did. 2 nights later, which was just 48 hours ago, the Penguin men, in overtime, got past Dixie State, another game they were not supposed to win, but they did. And the Penguin men are currently in first place. The Penguin women have had a tough go. GCU was a 28-point loss, followed by a 30-point loss to Dixie. The women are not playing poorly. They're getting off to slow starts, P.O.B.
Well, I'm telling you, the thing with the women is that they just can't get the lid off the bucket. But this team could play D. They look a lot better than last year, in my opinion. The recruits are a lot better. I like Jasmine Green, Sarah Nelson. And like we mentioned, Melissa Wise got off her slump. The Penguins are they're a young team. But they're good and they're tough. They're feisty. They're scrappy off the ball. But the thing is, they just can't get the lid off the bucket.
Especially early in the game. So we'll keep an eye on that. And I think the key to the game for the Penguins tonight will be to get out of the gate quickly. We are ready for the national anthem, folks. For those of you at home, please rise. Here we go, fans. Penguins. Lancers from Cal Baptist. Cal Baptist in the house, as you may imagine. Cal Baptist University Lancers under head coach John Markham. Stuart Horn with you along Patrick Kayabyab, my lovable sidekick just off to my left. Your DU broadcasters for tonight. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. For Cal Baptist under John Markham, number 3 is Marlee Rice, a 5'5" senior out of Venice Beach. Number 5 is Ashley Wurzberger, a 5'5" Buckeye out of 5'5" sophomore out of Buckeye, Arizona. She may be a Buckeye too, I'm not sure. I know she's a Lancer. Yeah. Number 14 is Simone Holmes, a 5'8" junior out of Phoenix. Number 22 is Mariah Hicks, a 5'4" junior out of Springfield, Missouri. Number 30 is Nicole Anderson, a 5'11" senior out of San Jose. And number 33 is Alexis Johnson, a 6'1" senior out of Murrieta, California. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers in her fifth season. She's assisted by Tony West and Jeff Rodriguez. Coach Chambers sending out number one is Stephanie Carnes, a 5'1" junior out of Fremont. Stephanie Carnes, Piabez, you know, has been having a great campaign so far. Very tenacious and a fine outside shooter. Number four is Kayla Valentine, a 5'6" sophomore out of Chino. Number 24 is Kimi Nakamura, the 5'6" junior out of Sacramento, the three-point specialist, Piab. And at the end of that game against Dixie, Nakamura really started to heat things up, getting that three-point groove going. Number 25 is Taki Takoi, the 5'9" senior out of Rotorua, New Zealand. Takoi, the team captain, and arguably the heart and soul of the team. I would say inarguably. Coming back after a big injury last January. This so far in 2012, Takoi has been right there. Number 34 is Lauren Hyatt, a 6'2" freshman out of Oak Hills, California. So both teams now ready for this one. The Lancers are 3-0 in conference. The Penguins 0-2. And as Piab mentioned, these teams have not played for 12 years. So we'll see what the Lancers have up their sleeve tonight. In the middle, for the Penguins, it will be Lauren Hyatt. She'll be going up against Alexis Johnson. Hyatt at 6'2", Johnson 6'1". Everybody's out on the floor except for a referee. In the middle now with the referee, and the tip-off goes the way of the Lancers. Lancers attacking the northern hoop very quickly. One bounce. Marley Rice is fouled on the way up after the Lancers transition very quickly to the bucket. 19:53 on the out of bounds, and the Lancers will have it on the short side right under the hoop. Mariah Hicks gets it inbounds, and the Penguins with some nice defense. Penguins avoided that opening score, which has been something that's been a real nemesis for them this season. Seems like every game, every half that opens, the tip-off comes followed by an immediate opening score of the other team. Now they work it down low, then kicked it back out with five on the shot clock. They work it under the hoop, stolen away by Lauren Hyatt under the bucket. Good block there by Hyatt. Flat-footed, all ball, held onto it. Now the Penguins on offense. Off to our left, attacking the southern hoop. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on the computer keyboard. Kimi Nakamura, intended for Lauren Hyatt, under the bucket. Lancers steal it away. Stephanie Carnes now reaches in and picks up the first whistle of the game.
Well, the thing is, too, Steph just fell because she's a great defensive scorer. I want to go back to the last play. Lauren Hyatt had great help defense on the Lancers. That's what helped her get that block.
Baptiste has got it. Simone Holmes to bring it in from the sideline. She gets it into Anderson. Nicole Anderson is a 5'11" senior out of San Jose. Now it's stolen away by Taki Takoi. On the sideline, Takoi steps on the line. The steal and then the subsequent step out of bounds by Takoi on the eastern line right here in front of the Opulent Broadcasting area. And it will be Lancers' ball right in front of the Penguin bench. In fact, right in front of Piop.
That was a tough turnover. The Penguins needed that early score.
19:08 to go, fans. No score yet. First half action, doubleheader tonight. Guys scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Notice it said 7 o'clock in the paper. It was 7:30 actually. Around the outside of the top of the key is Mariah Hicks, that is. Hicks gets it off left side. Now driving in is Holmes. Softly, Holmes dumps one in. And Simone Holmes scores the first bucket of the night, 2-0.
Simone Holmes had 17 in her last game against Academy of Art University.
Stolen away and into the Penguin bench. Swiped away by Mariah Hicks. But the Penguins are going to get it back as Hicks muffed it out of bounds. Dominican ball. Takoi into the backcourt and a whistle from the referee. Shot clock resets at 26. Crowds are getting better the closer we get to class time here at the university. Kick out from Kayla to Kimmy. Three ball, no. Kimmy missed it right from the right wing.
She had that set as well.
Looked pretty good as Carnes now hits the deck, trying to get one pulled down. Three ball attempt goes off, no. Loose ball tipped out by Alexis Johnson, Duval.
Stu, you have to love the Penguins' defense right now. They're very scrappy, and they're stopping Lancer's fast breaks.
I got to say that Carnes is on fire right now. Carnes bringing a lot of intensity, a lot of energy early. It's the one thing the Penguins have lacked. The Penguins now work it up the court. Two on three. Penguins with three. Tekoi over the top has it blocked away by Johnson. Johnson, who towers over Tekoi, got a hand on it and broke up the hook shot. Stolen away now by Kimmy Nakamura, right in the way of Mariah Hicks, the 5'4" junior. Right in front of the broadcasting area now will be Kimmy Nakamura to bring it in after the brilliant steal. One foul apiece, 18:01 to go. And that was a foul committed against Nakamura on the steal. Carnes will bring it up between the circles. She goes over to the right side. Kimmy's got it, steps 1 foot inside the circle. Now back outside. Back over to Carnes' left wing. 16 on the shot clock, 2-0. Penguins have not scored yet. Back outside, Tekoi to Kimmy. Drives the paint. Kimmy on the way. Softly, no. Two Penguins can't get the rebound. Wurzburger with the rebound. Check it, that's Rice. She drives it up there, and another whistle. And the Penguins get it out of bounds off the end line.
That was a tough turnover by the Lancers. They had an easy 2-on-1 fast break score.
Melissa Wise gets ready to enter the game, and she does come in place of Lauren Hyatt. Wise, who's had a great campaign so far. Inbounds to Wise, half court. Wise, 3-on-2. Oh, Wise walked with it. She couldn't get rid of the ball.
Wise is thinking too much. I mean, I know she got off that slump, but I have a feeling she's still thinking about that slump. That's why she traveled.
Inbounds to Wise. Just as she wanted to dump the ball off, one of the Lancers got in the way of it. So Wise held it for an extra step, and you can't do that. 2-0. 17.5 to go, fans, in the first half. Across the middle, the Penguins are on defense. Carnes again forces Mariah Hicks. Carnes hates the call.
Steph's got to get out of foul trouble. She's always picked up easy fouls in the first half, and this is what's keeping her out of the game. The Penguins need her. They need her, Stu.
Danielle Yamauchi to take Carnes' place as Carnes, with the second foul, gets yanked. The Penguins have only committed two fouls, and they both come from Carnes. Here's Tekoi now in the face of Johnson. Tekoi forces Johnson out of bounds. Johnson didn't like the way it was unfolding there. And Tekoi picks up her first.
She picked up that foul because she didn't have both hands straight up. She was reaching in.
17:09, the clock rolls. Rice, left side. Holmes, two ball, no. It's still only 2-0. If the Penguins could get anything going at all. The Penguins should be leading right now. 3 minutes into the game, they have not scored.
This is where veteran.
Oh, no. The inbounds overthrown to Koi into the backcourt, and the Lancers get it. Stepping out of bounds, and the Penguins will get it back.
But this is where Noelle Roldan is missed. She had a good breakout season last year as a freshman, and she tore ACL, so she's out for the year.
2-0, Lancer, 17:01 to go. Wise to bring it back in. The Lancers have committed quite a few unforced errors so far tonight, and the Penguins have not managed to exploit those errors. They haven't been able to capitalize. Way out on the right wing, Wise three ball on the way, missed it right. Off the backboard, and it looks like the Penguins are going to get it again on the end line.
The Lancers are keeping the Penguins in this game. Fast break. Turnovers the Lancers are doing, and then another over-the-back foul. But the thing is, Penguins can't complain. They have a chance to capitalize here.
Off ball on Simone Holmes, her first. The Penguins get it on the short side. Kayla, three ball, two ball on the way. No, tipped out. Yamauchi forces it out. Back into the hands of Melissa Wise. Top of the key. The Penguins are playing much better than the Lancers. Three ball by Yamauchi does not fall. All except the shooting. Everything else has been advantage Penguins.
They just can't get the lid off the bucket again.
Here's Anderson. Now they heave it over across right side to Hicks. Waves off the bucket. Traveled with it before the ball was released. It was a three ball. It went down, but they wave it off. 2-0 still Lancers. Penguin ball, 16:22 to go. Everything but the scoring has gone the Penguins' way.
Yeah, I mean, if you could just find someone in motion, the Penguins are still not moving without the ball.
Quality shots have been taken by the DUs, though.
Yeah, of course.
It's not like they're wasting them, as they kind of did against Dixon. And there's a turnaround by Melissa Wise to get the Penguins off the schneid. Two up, 16-06. Penguins are winless in conference. Three ball, left wing, off by Rice is good.
She just answered right back.
Rice hammers home the tray ball from 21 feet. That was large, 5-2. As we're at 15:45 to go in the first half, fans. Kayla Valentine's got it scoreless as Kayla, left side, 360 spinner off the glass, in and out, put back by Hyatt is good.
This is where the height of Lauren Hyatt played big for the Penguins.
5-4, Penguins trail by only one, and Hyatt with a brilliant move there, 180 Holmes, left, moving over to the left from the right elbow. Now behind the back goes Mariah Hicks. Uh-oh, up close, foul committed against Alexis Johnson by Melissa Wise. No? All right, it's going to be. The foul is committed by Kayla Valentine. And we'll be back in 30, radio.dominican.edu. Media timeout. All right, fans, we are back. 7-4. Penguins trail 15-17 to go. On the line is Alexis Johnson, and on the mic is Patrick Kayabyab.
Alexis Johnson had a chance for a three-point play there. It doesn't capitalize, and the Penguins lose possession. That was off Lauren Hyatt's left hand. For viewers or listeners that just tuned in, Penguins are playing everything right. Great defense, good transition defense, which they were struggling with. They just cannot get the lid off the bucket. And right there, this is good defense by the Penguins, good help defense by Nakamura, as the Lancers have possession with 24 left on the shot clock. Hicks will drive in on Nakamura. Good cross-court pass, but the Lancers cannot just get a paw on it. 15:03 to go, and Penguins get the ball back.
Penguins shooting 22% versus 43% so far in this one, 5 minutes in.
Yamauchi has 24 on the shot clock. She'll heave it to Valentine. 21 on the shot clock. Wise with a foot fake to Valentine. She had an open look. She'll drive, shoots it off back iron, and the Lancers get the ball.
What a beautiful no-look pass from Wise to set that shot up. Kayla just couldn't make it happen.
Nakamura tried to steal that ball, but she failed. And here's Lewis, who's trapped in the corner. Good pass to another Lancer, and she'll lay it up and in. That's Nicole Anderson, the senior from San Jose, Bay Area native. Valentine will give it to Yamauchi. There's a full court pressure. The 2-on-1. Nakamura hesitates, and she nails that on the block. 9-6. Penguins down 3 with 14:13 to go. Lancers possession.
I see Nakamura shoot it from close range like that. That was pretty.
And Penguins get another shot after the miss by Anderson.
Two shots on goal from the Lancers. Couldn't get it to fall, and the Dios get that rebound.
And here's Valentine from way out there. Off glass iron. She'll tie it up. 9-9, 13:52 to go. Good first half. The Penguins are showing now.
Trey ball off the glass. That's what the Penguins needed. Good angle.
That media timeout has got the Penguins rolling. Good D as well. Wise will commit the foul on Brittany Lewis. You have three Penguins waiting to check in. Ariana Flynn, Jasmine Green, Taki Takoi. This is the Penguin fifth team foul, and that's huge.
This is where the Penguins can get very deep with Green, Flynn, and Takoi. Even though Takoi got the start tonight, Green and Flynn are very strong coming in off the bench.
Look, I like Jasmine Green. She's a forward. The Penguins really, really need to step up more. She stepped up great against the Chico game. I mentioned this on every broadcast. But if we could get that play from her against the Chico game, the Penguins will go back in business.
She'll platoon to center like she's doing right now. Penguins
down
the place of Hyatt.
And making that's Lewis. Brittany Lewis doesn't start, but she's a sixth man, and she averages 10 a game. So Wise will revert the pressure back to Takoi. Flynn, mid-range J from the corner. She gets that one to go, 11-11, wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Flynn comes out cold turkey and knocks down her first shot of the night. That's a good omen.
11-11, make a wish, and I'm wishing the Penguins come up with a victory here in the Collins Center.
They need one.
This would be a huge victory off the 3-0 Lancers. And air ball, Wise comes up with the rebound. Yamauchi gets the call from Chambers. No. That was tipped. And Green comes up with a loose ball, and Tsukoi just can't get a ball on it. Green tried to feed it to Tsukoi on the inside. She caught that. She ain't an easy two. Lancers with possession. Here's the shot off back iron. Penguins get the rebound, and there's going to be a timeout, 30-second timeout by Coach Brianna Chambers. Chambers got these Penguins playing big, Stu.
Agreed. Very happy. Radio down Dominican.edu timeout. Oh, now we're back. Okay. Hey, we want to welcome everybody watching on Marin Cable. Scott Calhoun is here running the cameras with Hunter Horenstein, also up there, one of the DU students in the communications department. This broadcast is brought to you, fans, by the communications department right here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. P-Up, very happy with the way the Penguins have things going right now.
Look, 11-11, Penguins couldn't get the lid off the bucket early. Now they're making some shots. A few luck has happened here, but the Penguins playing good ball.
11 up, fans. Here we go. Melissa Wise brings it in. Danielle Yamauchi's got it. She brings it across the timeline, left side. Ariana Flynn is a wildfire right now. 1-for-1, Flynn. Didn't get the start, but came in. Now Tsukoi, no look, Wise. Head fake, Wise. 3-ball, Wise. Oh, almost muffed it away. 2-ball on the jumper. Hits front rim. Saved by Flynn. Back inbounds. Swiped by Holmes. Holmes brings it up left side. Slowly. Methodically. Holmes. Jumper, no. Tipped out. Green lets it fall. Penguin ball. No. Green let it go, and Nicole Anderson put the hands up as if to say it's going to be Lancer ball, and in fact it was Lancer ball, so that was a mistake on Green. She had a perfect chance to save it on the inbounds now, 12-27. 11 up, fans. The Penguins on paper are supposed to get killed tonight, and so far the Penguins are hanging very tough. In fact, they're getting better as the game goes.
The only thing Penguins are struggling right now are the fouls. They got 6 right now with 12 minutes to go.
Tsukoi's committed 2, 6 by the Penguins, 3 by the Lancers. To the line will be Brittany Lewis, the 5'9 junior out of Rancho Cucamonga, on the way deep. And back at her. Kayla Valentine will come in along with Lauren Hyatt in place of Ariana Flynn and Taki Tsukoi.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Penguins getting a little bit bigger as we go. Isn't that your hometown, P.I.? Cucamonga?
Yeah, that's in the L.A. area. It was on Friday After Next.
All right, here we go. Brittany Lewis makes the second one, and it is now a 12-11 game in favor of the Lancers, and it has not come up on the board, and there it goes. So inbounds Kayla. Backcourt pressure. Kayla softly over the top to Yamauchi. Yamauchi drifts over to the right. 12-14. 12-11, fans. The Penguins are down by only one. As we're coming to the end of the first quarter, Yamauchi out there, 2-ball on the way. Yes! Wow, that was sweet, and the Penguins are starting to make everything right now.
Not
quick transition. Lots of momentum for the Penguins. Head fake Lancers. Lewis has got it. Heaves it across. Stolen by Kimi Nakamura after the tip. And now it's stolen back after a terrible pass. So the answer by Lewis is 2 and a whistle. And a timeout has been called, but the bucket doesn't count. It was waved off. No bucket, fans. Timeout called. Radio.Dominican.edu. There was a travel on the floor. Fans, 13-12, DU's on top. 11:45 to go. If you look at the standings, P-Hub, the Penguins are supposed to be out of it by now, and the Penguins are leading by now, and that's beautiful. The CalPAC Game of the Week. Welcoming everybody listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Kimi Nakamura's got it out on the right wing. She is way out there. Ooh, she was reached in on by Nicole Anderson, but no whistle. Down low, Hyatt. Off the glass, Hyatt. No glass, just swish. Just yarn. Three-point game, Penguins 15-12. 11-17. This one's shaping up, Piab. Shaping up nicely. Holmes, kick out left side. Lewis. Lewis goes to the left wing, and the Penguins get the rebound after the missed shot by Wurzburger, who got the start tonight. Here's Kayla, slowing things down. Now Kimmy. Coach says run it over to the right side. She does so. Takes like an imaginary screen. She just worked the outside lane there, left side Kayla. 10 on the shot, Kayla. 9, 8, right side Kimmy. 7 on the way. 3-ball! 18-12, P-Hub. Kimmy's coming on.
She's been the Penguins' offense all half.
The second half for Kimmy the last two games. But to get hot in the first half is when the Penguins have really needed her. 10.5, muffed out of bounds by the Lancers. Penguin ball, 6-point lead, 10.5.
Checking in for the Lancers.
Look, Kimmy's been shooting the three ball 29%. She's got a good average now. She's going to be in the high 30s.
Ariana Flynn comes back into the game in place of Kimmy Nakamura. Penguins by 6, fans. So happy to see Nakamura come off the schneid in the first half of any game. Last two games have been really tough on her to get going. Once she does, she's great.
Yeah, she is.
But oftentimes, it's too late for the Penguins to dig out of the hole. Talking to Dave Albee before the game, the last three games, the Penguins have started at terrible deficits. High it off the glass, a perfect pass by Wise, 20-12.
The Penguins are moving the ball well, they struggled on.
10 points unanswered, fans, by the mighty Dominicans. Holmes has it stripped away, but they get it back. Holmes just ran into the key with no ball. Turned around by Jasmine Beverly. No good. First shot by Beverly. Penguins with the rebound. Ariana Flynn, three ball. Uh-oh!
The Penguins are cooking. The Penguins are cooking.
Flynn knocks down the tray ball. Timeout Lancers. 9:39 to go. 23-12 radio. Dot Dominican. Dot EDU. Fans, it's hard not to get excited if you're a Penguin fan. By the way, if you'd like to watch this game live, fans, you can do so by going to DominicanAthletics.com and follow the links. Listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu, Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabia. And with the play-by-play, here's P-Op.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kimi Nakamura and Ariana Flynn. And there's a steal by Wise. She passes it to Yamauchi to Hyatt, mid-range J. That's good, and the Penguins have a 13-point lead, 25-12, 9 minutes, 19 seconds to go. I was about to say, Nakamura and Ariana Flynn, there's a make by the Lancers, but they've been shooting the three ball at 25%. Flynn with 25, Nakamura 29. They each made a three in the half.
Makes such a difference. The steal's big, but then to score off of it is so huge. Score?
25-14, Penguins up 11. Cross-court pass to Wise, 16 on the shot clock. To Hyatt, she's been on fire as well. Mid-range J, she got that one to go.
That one could have gone either way, P.I., but it fell in the Penguins' favor.
27-14, up 13. Lancers possession, heaves the cross-court pass. Lewis drives, drops it off to Holmes. In the inside, Lancers. Wise, good help D, and she's going to pick up a foul and take it to the line. Jasmine Beverly. Beverly, go ahead, Stu.
The last score was by Holmes, and Holmes is definitely their shooter. And I can see Brianna Chambers putting a couple of players on Holmes because she's the biggest offensive threat for sure, 27-14, and a lot of that is Holmes.
And Beverly misses the first free throw.
And that's exactly what the Penguins are getting, all kinds of breaks right now. They did not get in those first two home games.
Now the Penguins will sub each three-pointer out. So sub Nakamura in, Flynn out, and Bence and Green. These guys.
She's going with a smaller, faster squad right now.
Here's the free throw by Beverly. That's in. There's a whistle. They're going to count no basket. A lane violation by the Lancers. Penguins catch another break here.
It looks like Marley Rice fell into the lane, so they wave the bucket off.
8:35 to go, fans. 27-14, Penguins up 13. Yamauchi gives it back to Valentine. And Valentine with 24 on the shot clock looking for an open man. Finds Nakamura on top of the key to Yamauchi, 19 on the shot clock. Heaves the cross-court pass to Valentine. She creates transition. Mid-range J, Bence tips again. Lancers ball, and here comes Alexis Johnson who gives it to Marley Rice. Thinking for threes, Beverly. Here's the three by the Lancers, and that's good. Myra Hicks. And Coach Chambers sees that their lead is coming to 10. She calls a smart timeout. We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu.
Stay right here for the Marin Cable guys. Once again, Scott Calhoun and Hunter Orenstein running the broadcast up for Marin Cable. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Fans, this is a crazy game so far. With 8:03 to go, the Penguins are up by 10. On paper, the Penguins were not expected, certainly not expected at any point to be up by 10. And the Penguins are playing absolutely beautifully. But they are 0-2 in conference, while the Lancers are 3-0 in conference. Could the Penguins hold on for an upset? We have a lot of basketball to go, fans. With the play-by-play, here's P-Op.
Yamauchi, with a 10-point lead in her hands, gives it to Nakamura. 7:57 left, and we got the halftime extravaganza with me and Stuart Horn. Yamauchi with 19 on the shot clock. Valentine with 17. Back to Nakamura. Oh, she gets swatted.
By Holmes.
You know, Nakamura could have drew the foul there, but Holmes just delivered a powerhouse. Media timeout, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be here for Marin Cable.
No, now we're gone. Radio.Dominican.com. All right, fans, we are back with 7:45 to go. The Penguins lead by 10, 27-17, inbounds. Diaz under the bucket. Nakamura has been shooting lights out so far. Kick out over to Kayla, right side. Drifts to the top. 4 on the shot clock. Uh-oh, Penguins in trouble. 2 seconds on the way. Shot clock violation. And they're going to stop the game and the clock and all of the proceedings to give the Lancers the ball.
She had to shoot it there. Penguins are shooting at 50. Now they're down to 47%.
She was really never close with that shot, just heaving it up there, trying to catch some rim. 7 fouls committed by the Penguins. Only 3 committed by the Lancers. Penguins on defense now. Lancers heave it across the court. I mean, that was a big-time chuck overhead. Now a 3-ball on the way by Marley Rice. No rebound. Lancers. That's about the first one the Penguins haven't got. Holmes, left side. Rice back to the top of the key. Back over to Hicks, being guarded by Kimi Nakamura. Hicks, top of the key. Down low, finally. They work it into Johnson. Kicked out. And a travel. So the Penguins are going to have it right in front of their own bench. On the long end, no backcourt pressure at all. 6:51 to go, fans. Penguins still by 10. And possession advantage, Penguins. Kayla Valentine's got it now out on the left side. She stutter steps. Kicks it off. Uh-oh, and stolen away by Kimi Nakamura. From Kimi Nakamura. By Simone Holmes. Actually, Holmes didn't really steal it away as much as Kimi muffed it away, and then Holmes takes it in, rides it in for two. 27-19, 6:24 to go. Kimmy's got it. She turns around, 360, spins on the pivot foot. Now she dumps it off to Kayla Valentine, left side. Danielle Yamauchi throws it across, tipped out. And once again, the Penguins cough it up. Rice, right side, Holmes. Dump off Rice, thinking 3-ball, no. 3-ball left side, Workman, no. Megan Workman, a 5'11 junior out of Bowie, Texas, missed it, but the putback by Alexis Johnson, the 6'1 senior out of Murrieta, California. She knocks it down, 27-21. And all of a sudden, Piab, the Lancers are starting to come back pretty huge. And once again, the Penguins throw it away. And an easy layup by Mariah Hicks, and that's 6 unanswered points, 3 steals in a row, and all 3 for scores by the Lancers.
This is where it gets scary, Stu, because the Penguins been forcing turnovers.
Now Green down low after a perfect pass. Well, it wasn't really a perfect pass by Lauren Hyatt. It actually hit Green in below the knees, but she was able to recover and put it down, 29-23. The Penguins led by 11. Now it's 6. Coming up on 5 minutes, fans, in the first half. Tipped out by Danielle Yamauchi. Saved by Yamauchi. Yamauchi almost went flying into Patrick Kayabyab, and he had the hands up to save her. Here's Kayla on the way. 3-ball, no. A little bit deep, taken down by Green. Whistles. Rice with a foul against Green as both ladies were going after the ball. 29-23. The Penguins will have it on the short side. 4:52 to go. And now, Sarah Nelson has entered the game for the first time tonight. The 6'4" freshman. And Nelson's been playing beautifully lately. As Taki's back in there, she kicks it out. The air ball by Yamauchi, taken down by Rice. 29-23, 4:42. Mariah Hicks back to the top of the key to Rice. Rice goes between the circles. Right side. Guarded by Wise. Stepped out of bounds. Wise forces the issue. A technical foul is called against Mariah Hicks. Mariah Hicks with a technical. That's going to be point in possession.
The reason that happened, she slammed the ball on the floor, and she's saying right in front of the referee.
Yeah, right in front of the ref, and she spiked it. You can't do that. You can't show that kind of unsportsmanlike conduct. So the Penguins have the opportunity to send anyone they want. They put Ariana Flynn on the line. She misses the first one. Flynn gets two freebies and the possession. This one goes down. 30-23, and the D.U.s will get the possession after the timeout. No, there is no timeout. At the end of the play, though, number 22, Mariah Hicks with the tee gets yanked. And the Penguins will have nobody in the backcourt. 7-point lead, 4.5 to go. Here's Taki on the right side. Takoi goes top of the key. Flynn back over to Takoi. Takoi's in trouble. In the corner, Wise. Back over to Yamauchi, who's back alone. She's on the right wing. She's beyond the right wing. Very high pass into the middle to Nelson, to Flynn. Flynn almost coughed it up. Yamauchi with 7. Backs up 6. Now she drives in 5. 4. Kick out Wise. Head fake. Travel. Well, I saw the whistle. No, it was a foul against Sarah Nelson. Nelson with the foul, her first. And that's 18 fouls committed by the D.U.s with 4:05 to go. Penguins up by 7. Hit, and Rice will bring it up. Rice over to Lewis, Brittany Lewis. Brittany Lewis is a 5'9 junior out of Rancho Cucamonga. 3:50 to go. 14 on the shot, Holmes. Holmes bullet pass to Alexis Johnson. Alexis Johnson right through the fingertips, and it goes out of bounds off of the end line. Piab with 3:46 to go. Now we're coming back here on Marin Cable. With 3:46 to go and a 7-point advantage, the Penguins are looking pretty good.
I mean, the Penguins are looking good, but what scares me of what they're doing, turnovers, and at the same time, they're giving the ball inside, which is good, but it seems like they're forcing it. They're trying to swing it. They're trying to find an open player to score, but when they go on the inside, Cal Baptist is bigger. If they try to go inside, longer arms, they'll tip it out. But I like what they're doing. They gave it to Jasmine Green. They gave it to Sarah Nelson. They got easy twos in there, but what scares me are the turnovers.
So far, Marley Rice has been pretty tough on the Penguins, but as we mentioned early, Simone Holmes has been the scorer for the Lancers. So far, though, Simone Holmes, while she started very strong, has now kind of backed off of her game a little bit. The Penguins by 7, Piab, with 3:46 to go. The D.U.s were not expected to be anywhere near ahead of the Lancers coming into tonight. I don't know if the Lancers were just overconfident. Of course, we have a lot of game to go. 3:46, still have a half to go. But I don't know if the Lancers were just overconfident or the Penguins are just playing beautifully right now, to tell you the truth.
It could be both ways. Simone Holmes, who had 17 in her last game against Academy of Art University.
All right, take it away.
The Lancers have possession. They'll give it right back to Holmes. Right now, Holmes, she has 5 points on the day. 7 on the shot clock. Lancers, they feed it to the inside. There's going to be a travel, and the Penguins get possession.
That's a really good call, because for a second there, the ball was muffed away. But it ended up in the hands of Jasmine Beverly, the 5'11 junior out of Houston. And as Beverly reached down to grab it, the ball, she had walked with it just as she grabbed it. Sort of muffed it for a second. I wasn't sure if the referee saw it. Obviously, he did. Penguin ball.
Flynn in trouble. Gives it to Green. 30-23. Penguins up 7. Yamauchi double team. Heaves it to Ariana Flynn. Almost over her head. Green back to Yami. Here's Nakamura. Flynn, 3 from the corner.
Holy God. That
one to go. 33-23, Penguins up 10.
Flynn is 3-for-4 outside.
Rice will drive. Lancer possession. Shot. And that was a floater that was heaved up by Brittany Lewis. She almost traveled. If she didn't get that one to go, then that was almost a prayer Lewis shot. 33-25, Penguins up 8. Valentine with the ball back to Flynn. That's another 3 ball. And she misses that one. Long rebound to Valentine to Flynn. almost loses ball, and she does.
Oh.
Throwing elbows, hits Flynn in the face. Was Jasmine Beverly. Rice drives the lane.
3 seconds.
Back to Brittany Lewis. She'll drive in. That's an easy, easy score. Lauren Hyatt got elbowed in the nose, and she's trying to see if there's any blood. I'm trying to see themselves. Penguins up 33-27, up six.
Flynn got an elbow there, too. She was slow to get up.
2 minutes, 19 seconds left in the half. Valentine in the corner to Yami in the corner. Yamauchi back to Valentine. That's a three ball. Can't get that one to go. And that's the rebound by Brittany Lewis. Tipped by Valentine. Good help D by Valentine. 2 minutes, 5 left in the half, folks.
Lancers had a lot of friendlies, as Brian Sanchez says. And the Penguins, one defensive player got in the way of that one and knocked it out. That was Caleb Valentine.
The Lancers have had possession, and they've been capitalizing the last two. They scored on the last two. 33-27. Ball to Rice. Swings it in the inside. Turned over. Hyatt with the quick hands. Here comes Valentine. 20 on the shot clock. 26, 25. Valentine again in the corner. A minute 50 in the half. Yamauchi gets the call from Chambers. Valentine, 15 on the shot clock, tipped away. So Penguins retain possession, almost half court, but it was tipped. Heaves it to the corner. Yamauchi with 6 on the shot clock. Valentine with 4, and there's a block. Reset of the shot clock, and the Penguins will get the ball, but slow to get up is Valentine.
Very slowly.
There go, blocking foul on 24. That's Brittany Lewis. And Lewis, she picks up her first. Still, and you see, I see Valentine. She's holding her quad, but she seems all right.
She hit hard, folks. Real hard.
33-27, a minute 30 in the half. Nakamura thinks for three, but she gets guarded by Lewis. Yamauchi will drive the lane. Passes to Hyatt.
Ah!
She misses that one. But trying to get the offensive rebound is Taki Takoi, but it's off her fingertips. Lancer ball.
That was one of those shots where Hyatt was so open and so close, it was almost too easy. She'd been making all the tough ones tonight. That was right in her wheelhouse, but she was unable to convert.
On paper, the Penguins are not even supposed to be close to the Lancers, but they've been playing a tight game. A minute 9 now. Shot by Simone. Rebounded. And here's another shot by the Lancers. Rice can't get that one to go.
Two shots on goal, Piab, and the Penguins finally came up with it. Now, 56 seconds to go. Outside, Penguin ball and a travel called against Kayla Valentine as she passed the ball off to Kimi Nakamura. So with 53 seconds to go, the clock rolls. And bringing it up is Marley Rice. She heaves it into the corner, left side over to Brittany Lewis. Lewis stutter steps, fakes, deeks, doesn't get the shot. Shot is up by Alexis Johnson, but Lauren Hyatt with the foul. 40 seconds to go.
Again, she got called for that one because she was reaching in. If her hands were straight up, that would have been a no call there.
So that's going to send Jasmine Beverly, the 5'11 junior out of Houston, to the line with 40.7 seconds to go. The Penguins up 33-27. Beverly on the line.
0-for-1 on the day.
And this one is perfect. 33-28. She has one more coming. Beverly stands about 6 inches behind the line, and she misses the second one deep. Taken down by Kimi Nakamura. 35 seconds to go in the half, fans. Penguins up by 5. Kimi's got it down low. Hyatt. Kick out of bounds. Saved. Back into the hands of Hyatt. All alone, Hyatt. Hyatt knocks down the deuce. 23 seconds to go. 35-28. Penguin ball. Penguins score, Rice with the ball. Kicked out of bounds. No, it's not. It's saved by Taki. But now it's a loose ball, and the Lancers come up with it. Three ball, shot on goal. Air ball taken back down by Holmes. 8 seconds. Turn around. It's good. Clock continues. 5-4. The Penguins can't do anything with it. 1 on the way. Can't even throw it this far. As Danielle Yamauchi, Piab, 35-30. Danielle Yamauchi brought the ball in, but the clock continues to roll with a live ball, live clock in the last 10 seconds. And she tried to fire it from about 80 feet, and she could only throw it about 70 feet.
It's the strength, and she's a freshman. She stands there 5'4". I mean, I'm only 5'8". I don't even think I could throw it that far. But still, Penguins played a good half, too. They're up 35-30, and it's the result of good defense. Good transition defense is what they've been struggling all season long. But they got that fixed tonight, and this is why they're in the game.
Penguins are playing great, fans. Stay with us. Radio.Dominican.edu will have the second half of this one. Penguins lead by 5. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Stuart has come. I'm Patrick Kayabi. I'm alongside my main man, Stuart Horn. The Penguins have the lead. Yes, the Lady Penguins have the lead against a 3-0 Cal Baptist from Riverside. And this is the reason. Turnovers. Both teams have been turning it over at a high percentage, but Cal Baptist turned it over 16-14. And also, the Penguins have been shooting the ball well at home, 46% on the night, and it's led by Lauren Hyatt, the center, who stands at 6'2". She's 6'7", and she has 12 points in 16 minutes. But the spark plug off the bench, Ariana Flynn, nailing threes 3 out of 4, and she has 9 points today in 6 minutes. Amazing. But what's killing the Penguins from the other side for the Cal Baptist Lancers is Simone Holmes. She scored 17 the other night against Academy of Art University, and she's scoring 8 points today in 18 minutes. So that's a tough thing that the Penguins need to watch out for. Another person the Penguins should look out for is Brittany Lewis and also Jasmine Beverly. Jasmine Beverly averages 6 points a game, but she could put up numbers. She had 16 points against the Urban Knights. And Jasmine Beverly today, she has 2 steals, and she has 7 points against the Penguins in 12 minutes. So Jasmine Beverly is someone to look out for as well. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, in a minute, 23 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu.
All right, fans, we are ready for the second half. Some of us, anyway. 20 seconds to go. The Penguins are up by 5. A very exciting matchup against the Lancers from Cal Baptist. Cal Baptist's first year in the conference.
It'll be Dominican Penguin basketball to start
the Penguins now will be attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Kimi Nakamura will bring it in on the mic. Piab.
Ladies and gentlemen, Penguins still have the lead, 35-30. Nakamura with the ball. Half just started, so Valentine will give it to Tokoi. Finds Carnes from the outside. And there's Tokoi, shoots it off front iron from the corner. In transition are the Lancers. Here's Simone Holmes. She gets that off glass. Rebounded, and it was tipped up. Hyatt tips it out of bounds. Good effort. If she did not get that ball, that would be an easy 2 for Alexis Johnson.
Johnson was right there in perfect position. And you're absolutely right. Hyatt had to knock it out.
Alexis Johnson, 6'1", senior. And here comes the Lancers with the ball. Hicks tosses it back to Anderson. Good, quick hands by Hyatt. Penguins do not get in transition. She looks for a guard, gives it to Tokoi. Now Carnes. Valentine with 24 on the shot clock. Looking for a moving man in motion. In motion is Nakamura. Nakamura looking for someone. Finds Carnes to Hyatt. Back to Tokoi on the corner. She loves the corners. Foot fake by Carnes, and she loses the handle, and the Lancers retain possession.
So far, back and forth. Nobody seems to want to score.
This is what happened. This is how the first half started. No one scored except for the Lancers. It was 2-0 for about 7 minutes. And then the Penguins got their offense going. And it stays here. Penguin ball. It was off a Lancer.
Right. Surprise.
Coach Breonna Chambers has been doing this for a while. She's been giving Steph Carnes, 5-1, taking out the ball.
Penguin ball.
And she gives it to Tokoi in the corner. Valentine, that's an easy shot. And she nailed it over Alexis Johnson. Again, Alexis Johnson, I'll say it again. She is 6'1". 37-30, Penguins up 7, 18 minutes, 54 seconds to go.
Tipped out of bounds by Tokoi.
Tokoi with the quick hands. 21 seconds remains on the shot clock. Simone gives it to Johnson. And she almost had that one to go for a 3-point play. And Johnson has a chance to go to the line.
A foul's committed by Kayla Valentine, fans, but Johnson was right there once again. That's 2 good defensive plays by the Penguins when Johnson was in perfect position, Piap, to score. The first one by Hyatt knocked away, and this one by Valentine. Some fouls are better than others, and this is a great foul, especially considering Johnson missed the first one.
Alexis Johnson didn't attempt a free throw. These are her first. She misses the first. Let's see how the second goes. That's on point. 37-31, 18 minutes, 49 seconds to go. And Carnes will run the half-court offense to Valentine. Posting up is Hyatt, trying to gain possession. She gives it to Carnes in the corner. Hyatt again trying to get position on Johnson. That's a turnover by the Penguins, and the Lancers have a chance to run with it. Nicole Anderson, the forward center, runs the break. Amazing. To Johnson. Johnson drive. That's an easy shot over Valentine. 37-33. Penguins up four with 18 minutes, 18 seconds to go. Nakamura has it. She'll try to run with it. Gives it to Valentine. 21 on the shot clock. Carnes to Coy. This is going to be an easy layup, but missed by Hyatt. If she was a bit taller, she could have dunked that in. It was so easy. It was just that easy. It remains 37-33. Here's a shot by Simone. Gets that one to go. Rattles in.
Simone Holmes got one to fall the way the Penguins were getting him to fall in the first half.
37-35. 17-53, a delay of game warning on the Lancers. That was on Marley Rice, who tipped the ball after the make by Simone Holmes. Holmes has 14 on the game. And here comes Carnes. Carnes gives it to Valentine. 37-35 remains is the score. 17-42 remains. Carnes has it. She tips it off. That's tipped by a Lancer. So Carnes will drive it to Takoy in the corner. She loves the corner three. And Hyatt mistimed the jump. 17-28. Lancers in transition. Here comes Hicks. She gets fouled by Valentine.
That's her.
Yeah, Kayla Valentine.
That's her third PI.
37-35. Taking a trip to the line is Hicks. Mariah Hicks averages 15 points a game. She had 10 points and 4 assists in her last game against the Urban Knights. She picked up a technical earlier, and she hadn't seen that much playing time after that. She nails the first one, 37-36, 17-25. Flynn will check in for Takoy, and same with Wise, who checks in for Valentine, who's flirting with three fouls. Hicks with a foot on the nail, ready to let this one fly, and she nails both of them. 37-37. Carnes lets this one go.
Lancers have made up 5 points in 2.5 minutes in the half.
37 up. Carnes will take that in herself. Creates contact, but that can't get that one to go. Lancers again in transition. Hicks nailed two. Let's see if she could get that one going. Finds an inside pass. Another inside pass. And Johnson misses an easy one. 37-37, Nakamura will drive. She shoots a mid-range J, and she gets that one to go. 39-37, 16-53. Easy mid-range J, Nakamura nailed. In the inside, Penguins. Two Penguins created a foul there. We're going to see who this is on.
Ariana Flynn and Lauren Hyatt got wrapped up underneath.
If this is on Hyatt, this is bad. It's on Flynn, and taking a trip to the line is Nicole Anderson.
That's a first on Flynn, and luckily for the Penguins, it wasn't on Lauren Hyatt.
Nails the first one. From the line for the season, the Lancers are 71% from the line. So these shots are valuable for the Lancers. 71's a high percentage.
To tie it.
To tie gets that one. Two swishes in a row, 39-39. Penguins' lead is tied, 16-45. Yamauchi screams out the play. Oh, almost turned over. Nakamura has the ball in her hands, 19 on the shot clock. She's pivoting, easy layup. Can't get that one off, back iron. Hicks runs transition, Lancer ball. Simone Holmes, mid-range J, off back iron. Alexis Johnson nails that one. 41-39, Penguins down two, 16-19. Their five-point lead now diminished. Yamauchi screams the play yet again. Creating space for herself is Flynn. To why? She thinks three, doesn't. Back to Yamauchi, 15 seconds on the shot clock. 13 to Wise. To Coy on the corner. to Nakamura. She thinks three, doesn't. Flynn, she shoots it from way out there. Get that one to go, young fella. 42-41, Penguins up one. 15-50 left in the game. Holmes finds it to Rice. Rice back to Holmes. Rice with it again. Hicks in the corner. Back to Anderson. Here's a three ball attempted by Rice. Long rebound by Nakamura. 15-33 left to go. 42-41. Penguins lead one. Creating penetration is Yama. Taking that herself.
No.
Can't get that one to go. That was so easy. She was thinking. She was thinking about the contact that Johnson was going to nail on her. But that was wide open. We'll keep it right here, Stu. Marin TV, welcome. You got a close one here. The Penguins up one.
This is an unbelievable game. It was 11 points a minute ago. Well, just before the half. Five at the half. Then the Penguins trailed. Now it's back and forth. The Penguins are up by one. And I'll tell you what, if Melissa Wise hadn't jumped in there and saved that last one and knocked it out of bounds before the timeout, the Penguins could be down by one right now.
No, they could. That's a good call, Stu. But the thing is, the Penguins cannot deliver all these fouls. They have three team fouls with 15:22 to go. Like I said before, 71% from the line the Lancers are shooting for the season. That's tough.
The Penguins are very tough tonight. That's one thing. The Lancers, as you mentioned, are generally tough. The Penguins, though, have been playing tonight better than they've played all season. No question about it. As the Lancer men now are back into the clubhouse in preparation of the game that's coming up in a little less than 1 hour. 6:39 in California, the good old US of A on the West Coast. 15:22 to go. 42-41. The Penguins' lead is only one. And this one is coming right down to the wire, P.O.
No, it is. But the Penguins got to find themselves in the line. They only shot two in the first half. And two in the game to the Lancers, 14 in the game. 14-2. Imagine that in free throws. So Rice will create penetration. Back to Hicks. Back to Anderson. Anderson in trouble. Good D by Nakamura. 17 on the shot clock. Lewis driving. Beverly Lewis. She shoots that one. She has 7 on the game. That's missed. Offensive rebound by the Lancers. Air ball, and Ariana Flynn will get the rebound. Oh, bad pass by Yamauchi. Hicks is going to be on transition, and getting the foul is Ariana Flynn.
She had to do it. The breakaway back toward the bucket by Mariah Hicks. There's no way Hicks is going to miss that from the right side.
And Hicks ran in to Flynn's, too. She wanted a trip to the line.
Yeah, you're right. She was working to draw that foul. Might as well.
Hicks averages 15 a game. Here she made two the other time from the line. She misses that one. Broadcaster's jinx there. 42-41 remains. Is the game. Penguins still up one. And Lauren Hyatt checks in.
Along with Benz.
Lauren Hyatt still has 12 points in 19 minutes. Here's the rebound. No, that's made by Hicks. Game tied, 42-42. Flynn will check out. Valentine checks in. Natalie Bentz will inbound that to Carnes. 26 on the shot clock, folks. 42-42. Hyatt fakes the pass to Carnes. Carnes, two hands on the ball, looking for a man in motion. That's a turnover, easy turnover. And Hicks going to slow it down. It was 1-on-5 if she kept that herself. Now here comes Lewis, pressured, good pressure D the Penguins are doing. Back to Hicks, Hicks to Beverly. Anderson to Lewis, missed. And there's a rebound, there's gonna be a loose ball foul and it'll remain Penguin ball. It was on Brittany Lewis, a push.
The last two turnovers have come off of terrible passes by the Penguins. The first one by Yamauchi, the second one by Carnes. Both when the Penguins were in perfect position to score, and they just chucked them away. Like they just absolutely lost their minds for a moment.
It's the awareness of the court, Stu. And it's the defense by both teams. They're playing well. There's a kickball by the Lancers. There should be a reset on the clock. Or if there's a foul, it will be a kickball.
inadvertent kick that doesn't reset the clock. The Penguins get the ball though.
No, it doesn't. 17 on the shot clock. Bent in the corner. She's under pressure. To Nakamura. 14 on the shot clock. To Carnes. She thinks three. No. Pass to Hyatt. Mid-range Jay.
Ah.
No. Bent again with the energy. She tips it. There's a reset. 42-42. Bent in the corner. Not known for her offense. Known for her energy. 42-42. 22 on the shot clock. Bentz calls for it, but they give it to Valentine. Valentine on top of the key to Nakamura in the corner. 15 on the shot clock. 14. Valentine with possession. Drives it. Carnes. Three ball. No. Doesn't even hit iron, so it goes Lancer ball. 30 seconds on the shot clock. 42-42 is the game.
That was a nice kick out from the no-look kick out from Kayla Valentine to Stephanie Carnes. Carnes just couldn't convert.
That was a quick release. You got to love that. A quick release from a point guard. 42-42. Hicks on Carnes. Back to Lewis. Back to Hicks. 20 on the shot clock. To Lewis. This is a corner three if she nails it. No. Mid-range Jay. Hyatt. Good help D. And that's a good rebound by Jasmine Beverly. She knocked down a Penguin. And now it's 44-42. Penguins down two with 13 on the clock. Valentine gives it to Nakamura. She thinks three. And that is turned away. Hicks almost stepped on the line. She's on 2-on-1 break. Lock. Fouled by Nakamura. So Nakamura didn't set her feet. She was in the restricted area as well. 44-42 remains, and Hicks will shoot two. The Penguins are turning the ball over too much, too. This is why the lead diminished.
You're absolutely right. It's all come at the hands of turnovers. In the first half, the Lancers turned it over three times in a row. The Penguins converted all three times. Now the Penguins are doing the same thing giving it back to the Lancers, and they're scoring every time off of the turnover.
Again, they're 71% from the line. Bentz will check out. Nakamura will check out as well. So Wise and Yamauchi will check in. 45-42. Hicks nailed the first one. Second one will be underway. Here she goes. Rise and fire. And she nails that one. 46-42. Yamauchi will call out the play. 27 on the shot clock. 46-42. Penguins down four. Good D. Lewis is playing on Valentine. Flynn could shoot it from back there. To Wise. Thinks three. Foot fake. Mid-range. Jay lock and load. Doesn't even hit iron. To Yamauchi. To Wise. Bad pass. And a Lancer. A Lancer nailed into the knee. Into the knee of Wise. But there's going to be a foul on 32. Jasmine Beverly. It was Beverly that landed on the knee of Melissa Wise, but the foul will be on her. 46-42, 12 minutes, 27 left in the game. Wise, trapped in the corner. This is where you do not want to be. She loses the ball. She calls timeout, and that's a smart one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back. No, we'll stay here, ladies and gentlemen, who are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Actually, we'll let's kick it to the music, too. Radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a tight one in the Conlin Center. 46-42 for listeners that just tuned in. Penguins down four against the 3-0 Cal Baptist. That's right, the 0-2 Dominican Penguins down four against Cal Baptist. This is a tight one in the Conlin Center. Valentine to Takoy. She'll drive the lane. That's off a Lancer. It'll remain Penguin ball. 17 seconds remains on the shot clock. And Yamauchi will take it out. Man in motion is Takoy. She's at the corner. She's in trouble. She'll drive. And that's going to be a turnover the Penguins create. That's 18 turnovers in all the Penguins had all game. 46-42. Lancers have possession. 12 minutes flat to go. Good over the back move Hicks to get out of the defense of Yamauchi. Lewis to Holmes. Holmes finds Anderson in the inside. She pushes off, and the Penguins get possession. Ladies and gentlemen, media timeout. We will be back. Radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, Penguins still down four. 46-42 Lancer lead with 11 minutes, 53 seconds to go in the game. Yamauchi will scream out the play. Valentine gets the ball back to Wise. That's a turnover the Penguins can't afford. That's an unaffected turnover. That's just a bad pass Valentine gave in the corner. 46-42. 11 minutes, 46 seconds remains in the game. The Penguins are in. They just cannot allow turnovers. That was their 20th in the game.
You're right. It's coming down to the battle of the mistakes and who can make the fewest tonight. The Penguins were up by as many as 11 in the first half, down by 4 currently. We're coming up on the fourth quarter, and it's really just a matter of mistakes and who's making them.
And you can't complain. The Penguins are playing good basketball, both ends. It's just the turnovers are killing them. Lancers with 16 seconds on the shot clock. Hicks with the ball. In the inside is Brittany Lewis, tipped up by the Penguins. This is what I said. Good D the Penguins are doing, but there's a foul on Melissa Wise. This is their 16th foul. It's on Wise. That's her third. And here comes the Lancers. Hicks will inbound. Good D by Wise, creating pressure. Lewis back to Hicks. You can't leave Hicks wide open. Hicks will get that easy. And she gets that one to fall. 48-42.
Boy, that was up and under, and that was so athletic, and the Penguins cannot work against that.
Hyde in the inside. This is the matchup they want. She traveled. And she made that. It doesn't count. 48-42. 11 minutes, 8 seconds to go. And there's going to be a substitution. Oh, they'll save that for the other half. So Hicks has the ball, guarded by Carnes. Carnes has two, doesn't want to pick up another foul. 22 seconds. Hicks is wide open for three. But she airballs and rebound, offensive rebound, Lancers. Anderson to Holmes. It blocked. That was blocked, and Wise has another foul. That's the 17th foul on the Penguins.
Wise fouls after the second airball in a row. I mean, at what point do you not get too aggressive? I'd say after the second airball consecutively.
Of course. That's her 17th foul, folks, and Jasmine Beverly gets to the line, who averages 6 a game tonight. Jasmine Beverly has 3. Now she has 4, nails it, 49-42. Penguins down 7. They had the lead at 5 at halftime. Now they're down 7.
The Lancers have figured something out.
Maybe, and Beverly misses that. There's a line violation, white ball. I mean, still, they may have found something out, but I'm thinking turnovers. I think turnovers are killing them.
Yeah, you're right.
And now checking in for the game for the Lancers, Alexis Johnson, center, stands 6'1". She checks in for Anderson. 49-42, 7-point lead, Lancers. 10 minutes, 44 to go. Another turnover almost forced the Lancers. These are bad passes the Penguins are doing. Now they find Hyde on the inside. This is the shot they want, and she nails it. 49-44, 10 minutes, 30 to go. 14 points on the night for Hyde. Good D Carnes has on the backcourt. 32, Jasmine Beverly has ball. Gives it to Witzberger, who gets her first playing time. Witzberger looks like a true point guard. Simone Holmes with the ball, back to Lewis, back to Witzberger. 10 seconds on the shot clock, 9. Good help D, Penguins are doing. But good take by Alexis Johnson, 51-44.
Johnson just powered it in there from the left side amid heavy traffic and knocked it down for the deuce.
Johnson's like, hey, I stand 6'1", I could just nail that. And there's going to be an offensive foul on the Penguins.
The last two series, Piab, the buckets have both gone and they've both been waved off. First one on Hyatt had a nice 12-foot J that she walked on. And this one, Tokoi gets it to fall and gets this waved off with a foul.
Stu, this is bad news. 18 fouls with 9 minutes, 45 seconds to go, and the Penguins down 7.
That's too aggressive.
They leave Witzberger open. Tokoi, good help D, and it stays with the Lancers after it was tipped by Lauren Hyatt.
Hyatt ended up on the floor.
She was reaching in. We have a timeout. We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins had a 35-30 lead going into halftime. Now they're down 7, 51-44. Tipped by Nakamura, Lancers retain possession. Lewis will drive the lane with 9 on the shot clock. Hyatt with the help D off back iron. Hyatt tips it. This is going to retain, it will be Cal Baptist ball. 51-44, 9 minutes, 26 seconds to go in the game. Lancers have the 7-point lead, and they haven't gave up the lead ever since. That's going to be off the foot of a Penguin. And Valentine will check in for Wise. Flynn will check in, I believe, Nakamura. No. No, they won't allow Flynn to check in. Now they will. Yeah, she checks in for Nakamura. 51-44. Penguins down 7. Inbounding are the Lancers. Witzberger looking for an open man. They find Holmes in the corner. Holmes will draw, creates penetration, creates a shot herself. What a shot that was by Holmes. That was amazing.
She drifted across the paint and just created that shot. I mean,
Holmes
has totally unorthodox.
Holmes has 12 on the game. She had 17 against Academy of Art. She loves playing in the Bay Area, I'll tell you that. 53-44, Penguins down 9. Layup missed by Carnes. And now this is where it gets scary. 53-44 remains. They're up 9. 8 minutes, 51 seconds. And it hits Penguin ball. Turnover. And there's going to be a substitution. Yeah, Melissa Wise will check in and Yamauchi will check in.
In place of Carnes and Takoy. They've both been playing pretty well.
And Green will check in as well in the next possession. Or actually, she'll check in now for Lauren Hyatt. Lauren Hyatt had a great game, 14 points in 22 minutes. Wise to Yamauchi, 53-44, Penguins down 9. Yamauchi finds Valentine. Green cuts out. Cutting again is Yamauchi. She gets the ball. 53-44, 17 on the shot clock. Flynn, 3. That's not even close. Flynn with the offensive rebound. Oh. She throws it away.
No, she ran right into Melissa Wise, who was going after the ball too.
Lancers, fast break. No, rebound Lancers. Rebound, loose ball Penguins. 53-44. Can the Penguins score here? With 8 minutes 17 to go. Yamauchi looking. Finds Wise in the corner. Has the dribble. Now Valentine to Flynn. Thinks 3. She'll create pressure. Now Valentine drives. Floater. Yes. 53-46. Penguins cut the Lancer lead to 7. 7 minutes 57 to go. Hicks screaming. The Penguin bench is going ballistic. They know they could get the lead back. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Shot by Holmes. Long rebound Wise. 7 minutes 43 to go.
This is about the point in the first half where the Penguins unloaded all those points.
Valentine will take a trip to the line. Media timeout. We'll be back. Nail biter here in the Conlin Center. Radio.Dominican.edu.
We'll go to Marin Cable now. Saying hello to everybody. I'm Marin Cable from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with Patrick Kayab, Yab, my lovable sidekick. Piab, 46 for the Penguins. They are trailing by 7, 53 for the Lancers. Now the Penguins led by 5 at the half. But I'd say the momentum right now is swinging the way of the Dominicans. It was this point in the first half where the Penguins really picked up all those points and led by 5. They led by as many as 11 at one point. The Penguins need this momentum to stay on their side right now if they want to win this thing. And the Penguins not having won a conference game yet, this would be so huge if they could pull this one out.
What an upset this would be. The 3-0 Cal Baptist Lancers. Penguins have no business being in this game, people said in the papers. But now they're in a tight one. And causing this is the big man Lauren Hyatt having 14 points. She stepped it up big. And same with Jasmine. Jasmine Green, I love the effort she's doing in the inside, getting offensive rebounds, getting defensive rebounds, but you have to love the effort Kayla Valentine just did, getting herself a trip to the line to get 2 easies. So Valentine will get it. 7 minutes, 38 seconds left in the game. These are freebies. Just like Josh Johnson says, you can't get these. These are easies. You can't get out of these.
What does he say?
Well, Josh ain't here, so trying to get the alumni. She misses the first one. Shout out to Josh Johnson.
There you go. No doubt about it. That's Josh's famous old line.
And shout out to my parents. It's their anniversary today, 22 years.
Wow.
53-47. Momentum still with Penguins. 7 minutes 36. Yamauchi. Good D. Hicks has it. 22 on the shot clock. She gets out of there, and now give it to Rice. Rice will drive the lane, gives it to Holmes. 14 on the shot clock. Good zone. They throw it away. Penguins have a chance to cut the lead to three. You have a shooter in Flynn, you have a shooter in Valentine, and you have a shooter in Wise. Or you could take it inside the green. You have so many weapons.
Marley Rice just threw it over the head of Mariah Hicks as she heaved it across the court, and the Penguins get another unforced turnover in their favor.
Wise to Yamauchi, 18 on the shot clock. 7 minutes in the game. Yamauchi pressured. And this is an easy turnover. Hicks is going to nail this for two, but checking up to one is Valentine, and there's going to be a foul on Valentine.
Hicks hits the deck very hard as Kayla Valentine picks up her fourth, and that's not good for the shooter, but she had to do it after the terrible pass by Yamauchi. She tried to pass it over there to Valentine, and before it even got to Kayla, it was swiped away by Hicks.
Career high in rebounds for Hyatt. 53-47, 6 minutes 55 in the game.
This Mariah Hicks has been pretty tough on the Penguins, and that was a great defensive play she pulled off there by running up and stealing that thing away. It was not a good pass, but it did require a burst of speed. Kayla's out to the bench after four. Hicks cans the first one, and she'll go to the line for the second. Penguins now down by seven again.
Ladies and gentlemen, career high in points as well for Flynn. She has 12.
Now it's eight.
And Wise will take it out, and here comes Carnes. With 6 minutes, 51 seconds, 55-47. Penguins down eight. Nakamura thinks three. Back to Wise. She could shoot the three ball, but she hesitates. Creates transition, and she almost throws it away. Nakamura has it. They're in front of us. 13 on the shot clock. Wise, three ball. That's big if she makes it. Green with the effort to Flynn in the inside. Nails it. 55-49.
Was a great rebound by Carnes to underhand it indoors, and the Penguins managed to score the deuce and make something out of absolutely nothing after the air ball by Wise.
Anderson will check in for Jasmine Beverly. Lancers have possession. 55-49. 27 on the shot clock.
5'11", Nicole Anderson got to start tonight. We haven't heard much of her since. Jump ball.
There's a whistle. And we're going to find out where. It will retain Lancer ball. There's a whistle. And they need 29 on the shot clock. And Takoy and Hyatt. Hyatt, who has a career high in rebounds with seven. She's flirting with a double-double. She has 14 points. Three more rebounds, she's got that double-double. Here comes the Lancers with 21 on the shot clock. Hicks calling for a defender. Rice was stuck in the air. Holmes to Hicks. Rise and fire. Yes, sirree.
Wow.
58-49.
Three ball.
6 minutes left in the game, folks. Here's a three ball. Lock and load. Rebound to Takoy after the miss by Nakamura. Reset on the shot clock. 58-49. Penguins down nine to Takoy in the corner. Trying to find Hyatt. Here comes pressure. And Hyatt is flirting with the ball, and it's going to retain with the Penguins. It's going to stay on the floor. Hyatt, you got to love the effort. She's been playing great today. Career high in rebounds, points with 14. Penguins have 18 on the shot clock.
Taki chucked away another one. That's a couple of three so far tonight. Just crazy throwaways.
58-49. Penguins down nine. 14 on the shot clock. Carnes calls for Nakamura. Nakamura finds Takoy. Takoy on top of the key. Finds a cutting Carnes. Carnes will take it in herself. Shanxi draws the foul. You got to love the aggressiveness of the 5'1 junior from Fremont.
At number 14, Simone Holmes.
It's on the Simone first. Holmes.
Team sixth of the half. Two shots.
Stephanie Carnes went to Moreau Catholic High School. Same high school as DJ Spice. Nails the first free throw to go.
DJ Spice is one of the cheerleaders for the DU cheer squad under Gigi Gillard. First one goes, and the Penguins can't afford to miss any more freebies.
58-51. Penguins down seven. DJ Spice, one of my best friends. I miss you. 58-51. Penguins down seven. 5 minutes 30 in the game. Steph Carnes, one of my best friends as well, to be honest.
Carnes makes both of them.
Almost stolen Carnes did on Hicks. 16 on the shot clock. Holmes thinking for three. She'll drive. Floater. Rebound. Long rebound. Flynn fighting with Anderson. There's a foul. And it is going to be on the Penguins. And
it's
believe
a jump. It's a jump.
Oh, it is a jump.
Flynn got wrapped up with Nicole Anderson. I think, oh no, you were right. It's called on Flynn. Oh, that hurts. That's her third.
The refs looked at us and they were like holding number 13 White 10-yard penalty. But if this was football, it was 10 yards. Two shots, Anderson. Anderson, folks, is a workhorse. Anderson is 2 for 2 on the line. Misses that one. 58-51, 5:10 left in the game. Here's the second. Penguins are in the double bonus. Misses both after she nailed two, but the big rebound by Rice to Hicks. 26 on the shot clock. 5 minutes and a half, folks. 21 on the shot clock. Rice under pressure to Anderson. Almost stepped out of bounds. 15 on the shot clock. Alexis gets possession. Long rebound, gets her own offensive rebound. There's a foul and one. 60-51, Penguins down 9. Nails this one down 10. Alexis Johnson. Alexis Johnson, folks, a center. She's 5 for 6 on the field. From the free throw line, she's 1 for 2. Wise will check in for Flynn. Chambers telling the Penguins to box out. 4 minutes, 49 left, folks. First one for 10-point lead. Misses it. Rebound, Hyatt. It will be Penguin ball. Anderson tipped it out of bounds.
I thought Hyatt had a hand on that. But
I did, too. I did, too.
The referee was right on top of it, luckily for us.
Almost thrown away, Carnes. To Tokoi, 22 on the shot clock, 60-51. Penguins down 9. A bucket here is huge. Carnes looking, finds Wise. This is a wide open jumper. Misses it wide. Wise long rebound. Can't get that one to fall. Wise had two easy ones, and can't get
got
either
her own
to go.
Rebound from very close. That one she should have made, if not the first one.
Timeout, Lancer ball. Penguins had an 11-point lead. They're down 9. Radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the lights are on here in the Conlin Center. Penguins down 9, 60-51. 4 minutes, 19 seconds to go. Lancer ball. The Penguins had an 11-point lead at most, and they had a 5-point lead going into the half. Anderson to Rice, 19 on the shot clock. Yamauchi's guarding her. Back to Hicks. Yamauchi switches over. Running a 2-3 zone, the Penguins are. Home to Johnson, to Hicks. Wide open for three. Rise and fire. Nails that one. 63-51, 12-point lead Lancers have.
Ryan Hicks knocks down a big one from 22, and that hurts. Makes it a 12-point game with 4 minutes to go.
Yamauchi gives it to Hyatt. Hyatt, shot. Can't get that one to go. Wise keeps it alive. Lancers have a wide open fast break to Hicks. Easy. 14-point lead, 65-51.
Lancers make you pay when you miss the easy shot.
Here's Valentine. There's a foul. She gets a trip to the line. Media timeout, folks. We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I can't wait. I'm with Bart Scott. But 65-51, Penguins down 14. Here comes two shots with the aggressive play from Valentine.
The Penguins shot 47% in the first half, 27% in the second half, and that's where the lead went.
Can't allow that. For the game, they're shooting 38% from the line. Valentine, they need her. She's 1 for 2. These shots are huge. Shot one. Can't even get that one to go. Coach Chambers yelled to Green before she checked in. They need points.
Penguins have put the Lancers in the double bonus, having committed 10 fouls. The Lancers only have committed 7.
For the game, the Penguins are shooting 66 from the line. Now they're 5 for 7. 65-52, Penguins down 13. Here come the Lancers. 22 seconds on the shot clock. They feed it to Johnson. Back to Rice. Rice will create penetration. Back to Hicks. Hicks to Johnson. 13 on the shot clock. Green playing good D. Gets that one back iron. Can't get the rebound. And there's a foul. Another and one. If you're going to foul, you got to foul them hard. Make sure they don't have a chance for a three-point play.
Boy, she spun 360 two times and finally got it to fall. That first time, I thought she walked with it.
Alexis Johnson having a career day. She averages 8 points a game. She has 15 on the night. 67-52, folks. Has a chance for a three-point play. She's 1-for-2 from the line. Nails that one. 3 minutes, 10 seconds, 68-52. Penguins down 16. Here comes Yamauchi. Yamauchi looking for penetration. Gives it to Nakamura. She creates penetration. Gets a baby hook. Doesn't get that one to go. Gets hit in the face, Johnson does, but she comes up with a big rebound. 68-52, 2 minutes, 53 seconds. Loose ball. Penguins need it. Penguins need it. And Hyatt gets the ball. They pass it over to Yamauchi. She pushes. 26 seconds on the shot clock. 2 minutes, 41. Wise fadeaway. Hyatt, long rebound. Tipped over to Flynn. Long rebound, loose ball. Wise, shot, can't get that one to go. Hyatt fights for the loose ball. There's going to be a timeout, good timeout, I'll say, by Coach Chambers. We'll be back, radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, with 2 minutes, 29 seconds, welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. And another turnover the Penguins have, 68-52 with 2 minutes, 26. For listeners at home, Penguins are up at 11 at most. Now they're down by 16, 68-52. A foul on Nakamura. That stops the clock. But that brings Rice to the line. There's a push on the play. 68-52. I mentioned before they had the lead at 11 at most. They were up 35-30 going in the half. But now the lead has diminished. And it's favored by the Lancers. Rice. Oh, wow. With a long bounce, he gets that one to rattle and roll in. Rice is 1-for-1 on the game and free throws. Second one ready to go. Boxing out Hyatt. And offensive rebound, Anderson. 2 minutes 17 now. 26 on the shot clock. Rice turns it over. Nakamura fights for it. She'll create penetration. And she'll give it to Wise. She thinks three. Wide opens Flynn. She has to make this one. No, misses it off back iron. The Penguins cannot get the lid off the bucket. They've been struggling with this all season long. Good D. They just can't get buckets to fall. 69-52. A minute 53 in the game.
Boy, in the middle of the game, everything fell, and now nothing's falling.
Here come the Lancers. Hicks to Johnson. Turnover. Nakamura will slow it down. Now she'll press. Back to Yamauchi. A minute 36 left. Flynn three. Lock and load. She nails that to go. 69-55. Penguins down 14 with a minute 26 left in the game. The Lancers in transition. Get Anderson. 71-55.
That was just a great feed by Alexis Johnson. A low bounce pass to assist.
25 in the shot clock. A minute in the game, but there's a foul. They stop it with a foul on Yamauchi. It was on 22, Mariah Hicks. Maya Hicks, you gotta love her passion for the game. She came in hard, trying to get the steal, but she pushed off. 71-55, Yamauchi to the line. Yamauchi, this is her first trip to the line. Takoy and Valentine will check in. Yamauchi, freshman, nails the first one. As a freshman, she's been playing great ball. You gotta love it. Hyatt with a career game. 16.7 rebounds. 71-56 after the first make by Yamauchi. Second one underway. Can't get that one. Anderson with the rebound. Anderson pushes. DeHicks. Easy layup. Draws the foul. And it's on to Coy. 71-56, 59 seconds in the game. To the line, Hicks. After this, Coach Chambers will be calling a timeout. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm Patrick Kayabyab alongside with my main man, Stuart Horn. Penguins were up by 11. Now they're down big, 71-56 with 59 seconds left in the game. And Mariah Hicks will shoot two at the line. Hicks, first one. Goes in and out, 71-56. Remains the score, Hicks' second shot. Can the Penguins get something cooking on offense? Either a miss or a make here. Can they get something to happen? Hicks nails the second. Here comes Carnes. Carnes pushes to Flynn. This is a three ball. Lock and load. Off back iron. Rebound, Lewis. And here come the Lancers in transition again. Hicks will use some clock here. There's going to be a foul on Carnes. And Hicks will go to the line. 72-56, folks. 44 seconds in the game. You know, this is just a tough game. I knew the Penguins needed this win, and they were fighting all game. It's just that in the offense, the shots don't go in. They find easy looks. They just don't go in. Wise had two easy shots to make, missed both of them. She was wide open on the first one, and she was near the box in the second one. Mariah Hicks nails the first one, 73-56. Second one underway. Nails both of them. 74-56, lead to 18 with 42 seconds left in the game. Valentine drives. Can't get that one to go. It remained Penguin ball. Can the Penguins get some confidence down the stretch? Can they nail a three? Can they get a stop on D? Good momentum will give the Penguins a boost of confidence here.
Michaela Qualls is coming to the game now for the Lancers. Qualls is a 6'3" junior.
Long three, Wise. No. Rebound, Lancers. She's stuck in the corner. Can the Penguins find something? Can they find something on D? Can they get a stop? 21 seconds left in the game, and wasting is Wurzburg. Wurzburg will give it to Lewis. Lewis to Hicks. With 10 seconds, they're going to burn clock. Hicks and Wurzburger, 3 minutes, 3 seconds, and the game's over. Ladies and gentlemen, the Penguins lose a tough one here in the Conlin Center. Final score, 74-56. Stu, what'd you think about the game?
Man, that was just so tough. The Penguins, the lead at the halftime was one thing. It was that 11-point lead they managed to squander, and it all came on some poor defense. The Penguins kind of let up on the defense, but really throwing the ball away when they had it. That 11-point lead, they kind of gave it up when they had the ball and the lead, and it came at the hands of poor passing. I got to imagine this week the coaches will take them in, watch the film, and probably work on their ball control and passing between players.
That's the best thing to do. But the Penguins, you gotta get some confidence in this game as well. In the first half, the Penguins shot the lights out in the Conlin Center. But they just can't get the lid off the bucket in the second half. Stu will be back. The men's game is the game of the week. Radio.dominican.edu.